Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on this Worship Wednesday. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of four brand new tires valued at up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right. Three lucky listeners will receive a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees valued up to $1,500. It's the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances to win. Yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th for a set of four brand new tires. To enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And Rob Parker, along with Andy Furman, in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week. And Andy, here's something I think you could sink your teeth into. Me and you are both huge baseball fans, correct? We love baseball.
Correct.
And Michael Kay, who I know and I used to, Michael Kay, when I started his career, he, of course, is the Yankees television play-by-play guy. And a friend of mine, I've known him, Andy, from day one. We used to cover St. John's basketball together. You ready? When Mark Jackson was on the team and Lou Carnesecca was the coach. That's how far back I go. You ready for this?
Yes.
The beat writers. Michael Kay for the New York Post. Rob Parker for the Daily News. Bill Roden from the New York Times.
Wow.
And a woman named Sandy Keenan, who's in management of newspapers, from Newsday. They used to call us the Mod Squad, you know, covering St. John's. So I know Kay for a long time, and I guess they had Michael Kay talked about his Mount Rushmore of the Yankees. And he picked his first three and then left the fourth choice as debatable. But let's hear Michael Kay on this.
You know, we always play these games, Yankee Mount Rushmore. Joe's on that mount.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
I think the only thing you argue about is the fourth guy. Base hit to right field. It's got to be Ruth, Garrett, DiMaggio, and then who's going to be the fourth guy? There's a lot of people to choose. Yogi, Mantle, Rivera, Jeter. Go on for a while. Whitey.
You need more than four. That's for sure.
All right, Andy. So there we are. I'll let you go first.
Good. I'm glad.
I'll let you go first.
I think the first thing, and he made one good point. The one good point, he says, you have to get the candidates, okay? Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Don Mattingly, Whitey Ford, okay? And you could do it by maybe elimination. But here's my Mount Rushmore, all right? Take it or leave it, but this is it. Babe Ruth is number one, hands down. What he did on the field, he changed the game of baseball. He saved baseball. So Babe Ruth is the man, number one. Number two, Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle is two. All-star 18 consecutive years. From 1953 to 55, the switch hitter averaged 28 homers, 98 RBIs, 118 runs a year. 1956 was the year he won the Triple Crown in the American League. He batted 353, 52 homers, 130 RBIs. Mantle's two, all right? Gehrig's three. Joe DiMaggio is four. Whitey Ford, I love him to death. He was a stopper, but he only won 236 games. So he's not there, okay? And Yogi Berra, great, but if you're going to put Yogi in, you got to start talking about, you know, Bill Dickey. I think Bill Dickey probably was a better catcher than Yogi, all right? So those are my four. That's Mount Rushmore.
I disagree, Andy. And the guy, you got three of the four that I would pick. And I'm with you. Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig would be the three that I pick. But I would leave Mickey Mantle off my list.
Come on. Please.
And I'm going to tell you who I would pick.
All right.
I would pick Derek Jeter as number four for the Yankees on their Mount Rushmore. And let me make my case.
Please do.
A, he has the sixth most hits in Major League Baseball. He was a stellar representative of the Yankees and baseball his entire career. He won five World Series in a way more difficult time in winning championships. When Mickey Mantle won his seven, there were no postseason.
Right.
Other than you had the best team, you went to the World Series, the best team in the American League, the best team in the National League, and you won, and that was the World Series. So it was easy. Mickey Mantle won seven World Series. Yeah, the Yankees had the best team, and nobody could beat them, so they went to the World Series. I believe it's 8 out of 10 years in the 50s. So they went all the time because they had the best team. And Derek Jeter won 5, had a dynasty where the Yankees won 4 out of 5, 3 in a row and 4 out of 5. And then he wound up winning a fifth one later on in 2009 at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. And in those cases, you have to go three rounds to make it. He had signature plays up and down the field. And the only reason I pick him over Mariano, who was a unanimous Hall of Fame inductee, the only one, is because Jeter played every day.
I agree.
He had a lifetime batting average over 310. He had the sixth most hits in the history of baseball. He had the big home run, Mr. November. He dove into the stands. He had the shovel, backhanded shovel pass at Oakland to cut down Jeremy Giambi. I can go on and on and on about Jeter and the Yankees during that time. It was not easy. When Mickey Mantle played, it was a lot easier.
Yeah, there's one key, and I'll go on the Jeter bandwagon with you for a second here. He helped the Yankees to their first title in 18 years when he started in 1996, where Mickey Mantle came in and the Yankees were rolling. They were already rolling, okay? He was the heir apparent to Joe DiMaggio when he played right field his first year. So basically, you know, the Yankees were on a roll when Mantle came in. When Jeter came there, they were down in the dumps, and it got them back up again.
So now, you're with me? Are you going to take Mickey Mantle out?
I just think that Mickey Mantle means... You know, he means so much to the Yankees. I know the Yankees never missed the postseason the next 11 years with Jeter. I mean, he was great. They won in 98. They won in 99. They won in 2000. He batted like 308, 309 in the postseason, played 158 postseason games. But there's something about Mickey Mantle, the vibe that Mantle gives is something where I think they talk about him with more respect than Derek Jeter. For whatever reason,
I disagree with that. I think people have a vision or what they think of Mickey Mantle, but he really wasn't that. And you would wonder if the Yankees might have won even more if it wasn't for the drinking and all the other stuff that went on during his career. And he was not healthy, right? I mean, on his own doing. But you're right. The part is The Yankees were already great when he joined. He just jumped on what was already a machine, and they just kept winning, whereas Jeter was the cog to that team. I mean, and I'm not taking anything away from Bernie Williams or Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada. Those are all homegrown talent, and that's why the Yankees became that dynasty. But we've seen other teams with great makeups and great – you saw the Atlanta Braves with three Cy Young pitchers. I mean, three Hall of Fame pitchers, Andy, for more than a decade together, and they won one World Series. Yeah,
exactly. Now, I'll go back to Mantle for a second. 536 home runs, but the thing that broke my heart with Mickey Mantle, he ended his career batting 298. He did not bat 300. And recently on the Major League Baseball Network, I saw a feature on Tony Gwynn, and he was like toying with the 400 batting average when Major League Baseball went on strike. He's 7 weeks away from hitting 400 and going after Ted Williams' record, which was set in 1941, and they shut it down with like 7 weeks to go. They cut it out, and he needed like three hits to get over the 400 mark. That broke my heart too. Little things like that, but Mantle ended his career at 298, and I just think that batting 300 is a magic number, and he never got to do it. Yeah, but I will tell you this. I'm more enamored. You talk about Jeter, talk about Mantle. I'm more enamored with DiMaggio. You know why? He married Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, didn't work out, but no. He did marry her. I'll give you that. It did not work out too well. So these are all legendary. And when you talk about the Yankees and the 27 championships, I get it, all the great players. It's the same reason. If you use the championships for Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra won 10. Mickey Mantle won 7. You leave him. And it's not just about winning championships. Bill Russell, with all the championships with the Celtics, people didn't even consider him the greatest player of all time. So it can't be based on just championships.
And more than that, I mean, look at Kareem. He was, until this year, the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, and no one even said he was the greatest of all time.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
It's always MJ, yeah.
Yeah, so those things you can't look at. And that doesn't mean that Mickey Mantle's career, he was dog food or he was no good. He was a great player. But I just think if I'm looking at it, and the Yankees have such a history, and if you really take a look and look at what Derek Jeter meant, I came to Newsday, Andy, in 1995, right when Jeter was starting, and 96 when his first full year as a rookie, and he won Rookie of the Year, and the Yankees won the World Series in 1996, which was thrilling if you remember what that was like after the whole long drought under George Steinbrenner. It changed the Yankees into what they are. And I just think he had a tougher road to toe. And I'm impressed when you look at Jeter's career numbers. Sixth all-time in hits. Just think about that.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle
can't say that. Yeah. Yeah, the good news is there's no Mount Rushmore in Yankee Stadium. They have the Monument Park, so they don't have to worry about four names. But you bring up an interesting point. If you were to make a Mount Rushmore for the Boston Celtics, it would be just as tough. It really would be, right?
No,
there
were teams, but yeah, teams of that era, because the same thing, the Montreal Canadiens, the Habs, they won all the time.
Right.
The Packers won. Back in those days, you remember this, Andy. I'm saying from the standpoint of when there was no free agency, if you got a good team, you had a good team for years.
Dynasties were great, and there's no dynasties anymore. You know, everybody thinks it's better now. It was better then because you either rooted for the team or you rooted against the team because you hated them because they won all the time. And that was it with the Yankees. Everybody loved them in New York, but out of New York City, everybody hated them because they always won.
I'm interested on this. If you were coming up with the Mount Rushmore of the Yankees, right? Does Mickey Mantle belong on the New York Yankees Mount Rushmore? I say no. Andy says absolutely, without
a doubt.
We'll continue this conversation with you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you're a Yankee fan in the US of A,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All the protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox for you laymen. That's 877-996-6369. Talking about the Yankees and their Mount Rushmore, which is, for people who don't know, the four presidents that are there on Mount Rushmore. And that's all you can pick. You can't pick five, Andy. You can't pick seven because you have all these great players. You got to pick four.
Right.
And Andy and I agree on the first three, but the fourth is the issue. Andy says Mickey Mantle. I say Derek Jeter. What do you say? 877-99 on Fox. And I know we got a couple calls.
Yes, we do. Michael and Scottsdale, you're on the Odd Couple. How you doing, Michael?
I wish I were better. I just listened to the most unintelligent thing I've ever heard on radio. And I say that hating the Yankees when I heard someone say that Derek Jeter's better than Mickey Mantle.
He didn't say better. No, I'll defend my partner. He didn't
I
say
did
better.
Not. Thank you. Okay. I never said
okay.
that.
He never said the word better. He said he deserves even, to be there.
He wasn't even the best offensive player on that team during that time. Jorge Posada and Bernie Williams had better numbers.
Who has the six most hits in the history of baseball? Is it Mickey Mantle or Derek Jeter?
Who has 2,000 hits of Baltimore chops that barely went out?
They're hits. He batted over 300.
He didn't have a single year of 100 RBIs or 25 home runs.
He's a shortstop. You can't tell me that he didn't mean more to the Yankees and what he did. I gave you three signature plays that he had. He had a big home run, Mr. November.
Everyone that listened to you right now is less intelligent after you just said
all right, you could disagree with me. You don't need to insult me. Get off the radio. 877-99-FOX. Just make your point.
You were correct to the nth degree with his defensive acumen and his defensive play. They were great. But you know as well as I do, and you're a Hall of Fame voter, defense doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame, except if you're on the Veterans Committee and your name is Bill Mazeroski.
Ozzie Smith is in the Hall of Fame. Okay, he won 14 straight Gold Gloves.
He was a great player. Okay, let's move on.
How many home runs did Ozzie Smith hit? Stop.
That's not his position. He's not a power hitter.
It's not Derek Jeter's position.
Okay, I understand. I was in your corner. I said he never said he was better than Mantle. I said that. I defended you.
Okay.
Keith in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple.
I feel like I'm on a debate show because I have to completely disagree with the last caller. I think Derek Jeter should be number two behind Babe Ruth on this Mount Rushmore. And then you have to use Garrick, DiMaggio, and Mantle to figure out the other two. Because Derek Jeter just means so much to the New York Yankees. And you can throw stats till you're blue in the face. But in 96, Derek Jeter changed what everyone thought of the Yankees forever.
I agree.
Forever. He means so much more to that to the Yankees than I mean, Garrick, DiMaggio, and Mantle were just continuing the legacy that...
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you.
But 100%.
Derek Jeter completely started a brand new legacy.
A new culture. There's no doubt. You're exactly right. But Keith, you bring up a very interesting point now. Are we judging on statistics, which most people do, or judging on a man who basically changed the culture of the Yankees and turned him into a winner?
But he has stats too, Andy.
He does.
Six most hits in the history of baseball? Why are we poo-pooing that?
No one is. It's a tough call. As you see, the first two calls are split. It's a very difficult call.
877-99 on Fox.
Tom in Pennsylvania. Is it Tom? Yeah, Tom in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I got Ruth Garrick, and then I'll go Mantle, and I'll go Jeter with you. It's DiMaggio that needs to be off that list. He wasn't even a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was just big publicity in New York City. New York was the major media market at the time. Marilyn Monroe.
Mr. Coffee.
That's right. Later on became Mr. Coffee. You're right. Oh, so you're taking DiMaggio off. Okay. He won, 9 World Series, right?
Yeah. Well, he did. Look, he was great. He had that 41-game hitting streak. He was a tremendous player. You know, I don't have a problem taking him off.
But
I really
41,
don't.
Game, 41 games is unbelievable.
It really is, but you know, does that get you on the mound? Does one thing get you on the mound?
But he did win 9 World Series, and he won before. If you're going to put Mantle on, Mantle came after him, and Mantle won less. Mantle only won 7.
Well, I don't think that count. I think they're looking at individual statistics, not team statistics.
877-99 on Fox.
Let's see who's next. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple.
Oh, my goodness. Mickey Mantle, number two, absolutely. I think Rob is being a prisoner of the moment. We have this argument a lot, and it comes down to prime versus career. And you can make your argument for sure on Derek Jeter for his career. But I do believe that dynasty, I believe Mariano Rivera was more important to that dynasty than Jeter was.
He didn't play every day, Marty.
And that would be like putting a DH in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. He didn't play every day. Or that would be like where you're saying didn't take away Tom Brady's credit and say it was all about Adam Vinatieri making field goals at the end.
Right.
I just want to say a few things about Mantle that your partner didn't say. And he covered the Triple Crown and all that stuff. But I think a lot of people have died out that witnessed Mantle in his prime.
You're right.
Fastest time ever recorded from first to from home to first when he bat left-handed, 3.1 seconds.
He challenged Camilo Pascual. He challenged Camilo Pascual, who was pitching for the Washington Senators in a foot race, and Pascual turned them down.
He hit a home run in Washington, Griffin Stadium, that was 565 foot. This man covered center field, and he just caught balls that other people would die for standing up because he was so fast. He was an unreal athlete.
He didn't even bat 300 for his career, Marty.
That's because he drank too much. And
his career
went down. I'm a huge fan of his, but back then they didn't make as much money and they weren't trained as much coming up. Hey, while you got to keep your prime as long as you can. You got to train. I mean, it just wasn't the same back then. Guys did stuff like that. It was just a different time.
All right. There you go, Marty. I'm glad that you chimed in on this.
Me too.
Man. All right. Well,
Speaking of
New York, you got this. We've got legendary New York NFL columnist Gary Myers coming up next, former co-worker of mine at the Daily News. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, a friend of mine, a guy I worked with, colleague at the New York Daily News back in the day, Gary Myers, longtime NFL columnist and author. He has a new book, Once a Giant, a story of victory, tragedy, and life after football. It's coming out September 12th. Gary Myers, what's up? Say hello to Andy Furman.
Hello. Hey, Andy, Rob, what's going on tonight, guys?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's a fun time of the year. Super Bowl champion Jets open training camp today.
Yeah, unbelievable. Before we get to the Jets, and let's go there, I want to go to the Giants, and I'm standing with Saquon Barkley. His value is unquestioned with that football team, the Giants. Daniel Jones gets $46 million. They don't want to pay him. If he wants to sit out, Gary, I'm with him. Because at some point, you got to stand up for yourself. What they're doing to running backs, I don't understand. The CBA doesn't work in their favor, Gary. They use these guys up their first 5 years, and then they don't want to pay you. Help me out with Saquon and the Giants. How valuable is he to the Giants?
Well, he's their best player, and despite the devaluing of running backs, you can't minimize what his contribution is to the Giants, both, you know, running the ball and catching it. Now, you know, usually in a negotiation, first of all, I want to say that I'm shocked this didn't get done because the Giants love Saquon as a person and what he does in the locker room and what he means to him on the field. Usually in a negotiation, each side tries to make the other feel like they won, but that there was still a little bit left for them to gain. And that's usually the sign that it worked, that everybody thinks they got a good deal, but they could have got a little more. And that's a win-win. This was a lose-lose for this reason. This is going to hang over the Giants' head until Barkley shows up. Rob, I do not think he's going to sit out. I think everybody learned the lesson with Le'Veon Bell, especially at the running back position. You can't do that because who's going to pay him next year? I just don't see that happening. You never make that money back. So I'm nearly positive that won't happen. I don't think he'll show up until the Wednesday before the season opener, but I do think he'll show up. But until then, every question, every day is going to be Saquon-related, whether it's to Brian Daboll or to his teammates. And the Giants are coming off a playoff season. Everybody's so positive about them. Why would the Giants want that hanging over their heads? Mm-hmm. On the other side, the Giants offered about $22 million in guaranteed money to Saquon, which was the franchise tag for this year and next. If he plays this year, like I said, I think that he will, and gets hurt or has a bad year, nobody's paying him $12 million next year. So I think he should have taken the deal. On the other hand, I think the Giants could have bought their way out of this and made everybody happy by just increasing the three-year package by another $3 million, you know, throw him another $2 million in guaranteed money, right, another $1 million in base salary this year, and Saquon is happy, and the Giants are happy, and this whole thing goes away. Why you want to take your franchise player, the most popular player on the team with the fans, the most popular player in the locker room, John Mara's favorite player. Why you want to put him through this and put the team through this for just a few million dollars when they emptied the vault for Daniel Jones and Dexter Lawrence? It makes no sense. I know there's a long answer, but
no, but that's the right answer. It makes no sense. Gary, I'm with you. Go ahead, Andy.
You're exactly right. You know what makes no sense? What I've been reading right now, Gary, that Bill Belichick is on the hot seat. Tell me that's not true.
Well, I think that Robert Kraft has put up with Belichick for 23 seasons because in those 23 seasons, he's got six Super Bowls. I truly believe that there's been many times where Kraft has just shook his head and go, I can't handle this guy anymore. And then he wins a Super Bowl the next year and he goes, I can't get rid of this guy. So anything is possible. I mean, Jimmy Johnson got fired after winning back-to-back Super Bowls.
And how did that work? How'd that work out for the Cowboys?
Well, it didn't work out. It didn't work out very well. But you know, there comes a time and a place where relationships just run their course. And although the roster changes over so much every year, but the players still can get tired of hearing the same speeches from Belichick. And his effectiveness, you know, might have, you know, been tied directly to Brady. I mean, I still think Belichick's a great coach, but what would have happened if he didn't have Brady?
Yeah.
So what I think is going to happen there is, you know, that Belichick wants to stick around to break Shula's record. I forget exactly how many more wins he needs, but it's at least 2 years worth.
2 years,
it might
yes.
be a little bit more. If it's not going to happen in New England, he's going to want to continue coaching, and somebody will hire him. If they have a real bad season this year and finish in last place, I can see them just coming to a mutual agreement and saying, you know, it's time for both of us to move on.
It's he's got to make the playoffs. He's got to make the playoffs.
Well, I just, you know, yes and no. I think if they just show improvement and Mac Jones really improves with Bill O'Brien now back in New England, I don't think they necessarily have to win like 10 or 11 games to make the playoffs. I just think they have to be competitive and the arrow's got to be pointed up because right now it's pointing down. And, you know, Kraft has, you know, this is a family business for him. And although it's a very, 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 very valuable franchise that can withstand a few years of losing, these owners, especially owners in their 80s, they want to win now, and they don't want to – the people who don't want to lose money the most are the really rich guys, you know?
And
I'm just not sure – you know, Kraft has never been through, like, a real down period. Their down periods in New England during the Brady years was losing in the AFC Championship game, which for most teams is a good year.
Right.
So – you know, a couple of non-playoff years in a row, and I can see. I just think it's going to be hard for Kraft to come out and just flat out fire Belichick.
See, I agree with that.
I can definitely see at the end of this year, if they go 6-11, of them just saying, you know, we mutually agreed it's in both our best interests, you know, to go in different directions. I can see that happening.
Gary, let's talk about your book, Once a Giant, A Story of Victory, Tragedy, and the Life After Football, which is coming out in September 12th. Tell us about the book.
Rob, I'm so excited about this book because I think it's an important book. I mean, this is the sixth book I've written, and I don't want to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but I'm just saying this is the best book by far that I've done, and it's mainly because the players on the 86 Giants, which is who the book is about, were so open and honest and forthcoming with me. The book is really centers on how this team became a brotherhood by winning a championship together and how that brotherhood has stayed intact. And now that these players are in their 50s and 60s, they're facing every dreaded thing you can think of for players of that age group. Emotional problems, mental health issues, physical problems, financial problems, you name it. And there's five players in the book who are on the record telling me that in the years since football, things got so bad in their lives, you know, both either financially or drug use or physically or mentally, that they considered suicide. I don't want to tell you who they are because I want people to read the book.
Right.
But there's just some really incredible stuff in here. And I'll just tell you this, that one of the five was not Lawrence Taylor, who people might have guessed because he's had so many down periods
sure.
since his career is over. But and he addressed it, you know, when I talked to him about, hey, you know, there's five guys that have told me this, and he just the things he said about why he wasn't one of them are really kind of eye-opening. And Lawrence was great. I mean, there's some stuff in there that both funny and sad about him. And I really enjoyed, you know, reconnecting with a lot of these players who I've known for a long time. And I think there's parts of the book, guys, that is really heartwarming, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of the book that's really heartbreaking. And I think it just really sheds a light on the most important issue for players of today and yesterday and tomorrow is, what is my life going to be like in the 50s and 60s if things don't get any better?
And I don't know if Harry Carson is one of those guys, but I do want to say this, Andy, to you. Gary and I worked together at the Daily News during that time. And Gary, I don't know if you remember, that was my first year. I was 22 years old in 1986. Mm-hmm. And I was Harry Carson's ghostwriter. Remember, he had a column during the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and I wrote Harry Carson's column for the Daily News. I was his ghostwriter. So I remember that team. I was around. I was in New York. And Gary, we worked at a great paper at that time in sports section. And it was, I always feel fortunate that we did work during that era.
The New York Daily News, New York's picture
yeah,
newspaper.
It was the That's best right. paper. It was a great, sports section. It was great. No
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, we had the young pups like you. And then a few years later, Stephen A. was there. People yep. forget he was there.
We had a lot of guys who came through that department, no doubt. Gary Myers, man, I look forward to it. I appreciate the insight.
I'm going to get the book.
Yeah,
the book sounds
fascinating.
I'm going to get the book.
So pick it up. September 12th, it is coming out. So, Gary, thank you so much,
yeah,
and we'll talk
Robert,
to you soon.
And Andy, thanks so much for having me on. If I can just say, anybody who's interested in pre-ordering, you know how to do that, Amazon or any of those other websites. You know, it's available to pre-order now, and it comes out in about, I guess it's about 6 weeks now, and I can't wait.
Can't wait. There you go. Right. Pre-order it. Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Good night, guys. Thanks.
Yep, appreciate it. History is repeating itself for James Harden. We'll get into that next. It is The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For the best sports talk in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard.
I'm an idiot.
We're coming up. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earn, double. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Andy, James Harden is at it again. Rob G, can you chime in real quick? So when players nowadays get upset at the organization or they don't want to be bothered, they scrub their social, Rob G, am I correct?
That is 1,000% correct. James Harden going the Rob Parker route and saying, I'm not going to have you on my Twitter account either, Philadelphia.
So what did anything with Philadelphia or the logo or whatever, what did he do? Just scrub everything?
On his Twitter bio, I believe the exact wording was Philadelphia 76ers guard number one. And in the last 12 hours or so, he completely removed that portion, and now it's just a tag to like a James Harden wine or something like that.
Wow. Why do they do that? Let me ask you a question. First of all,
Kyler Murray did it and it got him a new contract.
But it's crazy because the guy that brought him over to Philadelphia was Daryl Morey, the general manager who was in Houston when he was in Houston with him. I don't get it. I just don't know what purpose that serves. It really, to me, I guess it does work at times, but to do that and still have the guy on your team and sign him up, it's the wrong approach. Does an agent tell the guy to do this? I don't think so.
Yeah, this is how they operate. Yeah. But Andy, Rob G, Kyler Murray got what he wanted, didn't he? You remember? He threw a fit, a hissy fit.
But I think because he's a quarterback. I think there's a difference. I really do.
But they don't have to, Andy. I mean, you keep saying that.
But if you want to
put your foot down and say no, we'll pay you after next year. He has no options. There's nowhere for him to go. It's the same. He's under the same CBA as what they do to these running backs. It's the same exact CBA. So they could do it if they wanted to. Would you agree with that?
They could if they wanted to. They don't want to because they don't have to. And I think the running game right now is secondary to the passing game. And I'm not diminishing the running game because you can't win without a running game. You know, Christian McCaffrey, to me, he's more of a dual running back, somewhat of a receiver out of the backfield. He does both. So he gets the big bucks. Derrick Henry, the big bucks. Other than that, you name me a running back that's gotten big money and a second contract. Most of them are out of work. Derrick Henry,
hello, is this on? You keep talking like nobody's ever done it. There are great running backs. You just talked about the 49ers. Who's the quarterback there, or is it about the running backs? Debo doesn't even want to be known as a running back because he wants to get paid. That's ridiculous.
It's the craziest
in an
thing,
NFL. It's ridiculous.
And this is a point in your corner. This is a team, the San Francisco 49ers, that basically don't even have a quarterback, and they're kind of being picked to go to the Super Bowl. Think about it. Because
they run the ball effectively.
No doubt.
Yes, they
Brock
run
Purdy
the ball.
Brock Purdy couldn't pick his arm up in the playoff game last year. Remember? And they say Brock Purdy's the starting quarterback now for this team.
But that's my point, is like, this is just a loophole that they see that they can utilize to screw these guys out of money. That's the only thing I see. To act like you don't run the football or it's not important is a joke to me. It just is. But James Harden, you know, like if I'm Philadelphia, I know you just can't give him away, Andy, but enough. He wanted out of Houston. Remember, he put the fat suit on or whatever it is. He gained a lot of weight, looked ridiculous. Then he went to begged to go to Brooklyn, went there, walked out on them before they even gave it a chance for those three guys to be healthy. Then he goes to Philadelphia, and now he wants out of there. I mean, at some point, you just say, you throw your hands up,
He's
and
troubled.
You say, no mas.
But I will tell you this much. I think he's a Hall of Famer when he hangs it all up.
Whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. But if you could tell me what the criteria is to get into the Basketball Hall of Fame, maybe I'll understand. But I don't get it.
I don't think
Tracy McGrady's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, he's played 16 years. He's scored almost 25,000 points. He has almost a 25-point-per-game average. So I think here's a guy that's going to be at least on the ballot, maybe not a first-ballot guy, but I think he's going to get in. I think he'll be a Hall of Famer.
You can have it if that's what your idea of a Hall of Famer. To me, when I vote for the Hall of Fame, and Andy, you know I value my Hall of Fame vote in baseball.
I know you do.
And if there's a debate about your career, you're not a Hall of Famer. That's just the way. When you say Johnny Bench, what is there a debate? You say Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Tom Seaver. Those are Hall of Famers. Right. Not Scott Rowland, who's going in this weekend.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.